Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, it's Funny Friday, and due to so many requests for another Funny Friday show, why not? Let's have another Funny Friday. We'll have a laugh factory of laughs today and a cornucopia of fun guests, a lot of them I know personally, and love their work. So we're going to have some fun today. I gotta tell ya, nothing says fun like my funny friend, Tom Carosa, and his new CD, Zesty. Tom Carosa and his new CD, Zesty. So let's start with our favorite polka.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packed them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag.
That zesty, zesty, zesty way to begin your day with a ten pierogi girl, a ten pierogi girl. Can't beat that, can you, the ten pierogi girl. A lot of fun, and we're in the pierogi neighborhood of the East Village, having a good time. Hey, and we've got a call on the line already, and I hope it's one of my favorite comedians. Let me see right now. Is this Rhonda Handsome on the line?
This is One Funny Negro, Rhonda Handsome. Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, yes.
How are you?
Very good.
I love that song.
Isn't that great?
I'll never need a doggy bag.
My ten pierogi girl. I can sing that. I love Tom Carosa's zesty, zesty, zesty. But
I love Tom Carosa, too. But I heard you singing it. You have such a great voice. I couldn't sing it. I was up dancing to it. You know, you can see me doing the polka here.
That's a good way to start. And Rhonda Handsome, everybody's on the line. For those of you who are fans of Rhonda Handsome, you might remember her opening for Aretha Franklin, Saturday Night Live, touring the world. Rhonda, so what have you been up to? Tell our audience.
Hijinks. I've been up to hijinks. I'm going out to Princeton, New Jersey tonight to work with my girlfriend, Helene Angley, at the Grover's Mill Coffee House. We're going to have some fun out there.
And that's the Grover's?
Hill
Grover's Coffee House.
Mill Coffee House in Princeton.
Can they make a reservation? Is there a number?
Yeah. Actually, I have one handy here. It's 609-716-8771. 609-716-8771. It's going to be a fun night. I'm with some pals out there, also a very funny man who I love, Tom Ragu.
Tom Ragu Review.
Absolutely. And we're going to go out there and give those
people
some belly laughs.
Now, you were just on
a
TV show, weren't you? You just were on the TV show. Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I had so much fun doing Louie. I was on the Louie show, and it was really fun working with a genius, a comedy genius. Louis C.K. He writes, he directs, he acts, he does stand-up, and he's got such a strong voice. I admire him, and having the honor of working on a show that has the freedom that his show has, it was a tremendous pleasure.
Oh yes. And also, do you have a website up now, Rhonda?
Oh my gosh, thank you for asking. Yes, I do. RhondaHandsome.com. That's Rhonda, like help me, Rhonda. RHONDA. Handsome, H-A-N as in Nancy, S-O-M as in Mary E. RhondaHandsome.com. And I'm on Facebook. All my Facebook friends can come to Rhonda Handsome Comedy and just like my page, and you can get a free
gift. You can hire Rhonda for your private events.
Oh, yes, I like that.
You can go to her
part.
Website, RhondaHandsome.com.
RhondaHandsome.com.
Rhonda, what would you say as a comedian? What was like the highlight of your comedy career?
Well, I have to say that touring with Anita Baker for two and a half years, opening her show in venues like Radio City Music Hall, and
I didn't know that. You performed at Radio City?
Oh, it was so great. Walking down Avenue of the Americas and seeing my name up on that marquee, Nancy, it took my breath away, actually.
You don't have a photo of that to post on Facebook, do
you? You're absolutely right. I'm going to do that.
So awesome. It's like so there. Have your manager call the clubs and send that photo.
So that I would say has got to be the most exciting. But I've worked with the divas. I've opened for Diana Ross, Aretha Franklin. That's a trinity right there. I had a lot of fun. Working with the magnificent James Brown. But being on tour for 2.5 years with Anita, it has to absolutely be the highlight. Next. Two, working with you and calling me crazy. Yes.
Which will be coming back this spring.
Yes, it will. It will be springing back, so everyone should be looking for that. And I'll make some announcements at Rhonda Handsome on Twitter.
www.rhondahandsome.com. It's like handsome, H-A-N-S-O-M-E, Rhonda. And yes, and also you can find out where she's playing next, or just Facebook her and become one of her friends, and she'll let you know when her next performance is. She performs in clubs all over the city in the tri-state area.
Oh, yeah. I really love the Broadway Comedy Club. And last night I was at the New York Comedy Club, and I'll tell you something. It was a small audience, and these people were delicious. They were absolutely delicious. And, I would love it if people, go to my fan page at Rhonda Handsome Comedy on Facebook to check to see where I am. Because, for me, it doesn't have to be a lot of people, even though I love having a huge audience. Last night, I tell you, I had such a great time, with a nice small group that were just like laughing their guts out.
and that's all you ask for in life. And so listen, if you're in Princeton, what's that address? Do you know the address by any chance?
Yeah. Grover's Mill Coffee House is at 335 Princeton Heights Town Road in West Windsor, New Jersey. And in fact, I think that's where they set the War of the Worlds, where Orson Welles' radio show,
Comedy World tonight, when Rhonda Handsome, rock star of comedy, will be there. So everybody, get out of your seats. It's a rainy night. It's a good night.
It's a good night to go for laughs.
You hear that chat room? The chat rooms. I see a mysterious guest in the chat room. So that means you're new listeners.
Oh, wonderful.
You're in the Princeton area. Go see Rhonda Hanson. Meanwhile, Facebooker comedy Rhonda.
Rhonda Hanson comedy.
Rhonda Hanson comedy on Facebook. Check her out. She's one of my favorites. Thank you for coming on the show, Rhonda.
Oh, love you. And I think I'll go have some pierogi with my chitlins. You know, I'm
going to
go
do
that.
All right, Rhonda, thank you. And
thank
we'll
you
bring
so
you
much.
Back again.
Oh, love
okay,
it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I love her. She's terrific. That was Rhonda Hanson. Check her out, the Grover Mill House Comedy. Oh, look at that. Lizette is on the line. Lizette, I see you there from the Mom and Pop Shop. Terrific. Well, that was Rhonda. Well, since Lizette's on the line, let me see what I have here. I have to go alphabetically now. I figured out a way to do my switchboard, and that's alphabetical. And speaking of Lizette Amado, ex-Bettinger, what a long name for a call-in. Hi, Lizette. How's that guy you're with all the time? Lizette's married to this guy. It's not like being with one guy. It's being like 100 because he's one of the top impersonators in New York City and the United States, and possibly the world. So let's hear a little of Mr. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop Comedy.
Well, hi there, Soupy. How you doing? Well, hi, George. I tell you what, I got the White Fang outside. You mind if I bring him in? Well, you could bring the dog in the shop, but remember, I have the cat. White Fang, you gonna be a good dog here, right? You gonna buy some candy from the nice young man? Wait, don't go over there, White Fang, because there's a cat over there. Hey, wait a minute, he's chasing the cat here. Don't put that thing down here, because you're gonna break that. White Fang, come back here. Wait, White Fang, come back and bust your kitten. Come back. You know, you're ruining the whole shop again. I just fixed it up. Well, I tell you what, George, I tell you what, I talked to White Fang. White Fang, are you going to be a good dog here? Oh, you're going to be good for a quarter? Why don't you be like me and be good for nothing?
You can listen to him every day at 106 Hot Mix, 106 Hot Mix Mom Pop Shop. Make your life easier, though. Go to Facebook, Mom and Pop Shop, George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop, and become part of their group. And every day, anybody listening, he makes you feel part of the show every day. So if you're a closet show businessy person, you go there, because I like to hang out there, too. I like to, even though I live in New York.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church, burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Tipping is not a town in China. We're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking. We're being mugged. We're getting mugged. We're bleeding. We're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers. We don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Yes, it's true. We do let everything slide because we're New Yorkers, and that's how we roll. We love to roll that way. And we got another caller on the line, but I'm not sure who it is, so I just emailed the person to see if it was them. Okay, and they'll email me back and tell them if it is them. And speaking of New Yorkers, well, let's see. I think Irina and Luboff, my two favorite Russian maids, have a book review coming up.
And we've been event aware that it is your birthday! So in your honor, we're going to do a special song just for you! Here it goes! Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song! One more time! Happy, happy birthday! Your name here! Happy, happy birthday! Your name here! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song! Happy, happy birthday, the happy birthday song. Whee! Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, the happy birthday song. Birthday, we just want to say, from Irina and Luboff, have a happy day. Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, don't leave here. Have a happy birthday, the happy birthday song. Happy birthday, from Irina and Luboff.
Really, me and comedian Canada Ann, and we just have a lot of fun with them today. You can see them on YouTube, and I believe I have a special caller coming in. Let's see who we have on the line. Is this George? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you are, George. Okay, George Bettinger, the one and only, the man with a thousand voices.
How are you, Nancy? What's going on?
I just was, I don't know if you heard my comment earlier, how your wife's the luckiest woman in the world because she's not married to one man, she's married to 100.
She never knows who she's going to wake up with.
That's right.
I just was listening to the show, and Rhonda Hansen was hysterical. That sounds like it's going to be a great night of fun.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever work with Rhonda by any chance?
A long, long time ago. It's been a long time in New York, but I'll tell you, she's wonderful.
Wow, yeah, she's a terrific comedian. I'm glad she's back on the boards. And she toured with some pretty famous people as well.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, speaking of famous people, the Academy Awards called me the other day.
Yes?
Yeah, they wanted to know if I would fill in for Billy Crystal this Sunday, but I said, I'm busy. I'm doing my radio show. But if I was going to do the Academy Awards, I'd come on the Oscars as Humphrey Bogart. He was the greatest.
Oh, yeah? What would he say?
I'd say, you know what, Nancy, here's looking at you, kid. This is a special show here on Blog Talk Radio, and you just whistle, and there I am.
You know, George, I kind of like that. Are you going to do a special tribute show Sunday at 106 Hot Mix?
Why, certainly. I'm going to come on as Kylie. Knock, knock, knock.
I think you should. I would like to see you. You should do that show, and I think you should give your picks and mixes as different celebrities.
You know, as Jack Benny, I could say I went to see that movie, The Artist, you see, but the whole thing was silent. There was no talking, so I asked for my money back.
Oh, that's brilliant, George. George Benjamin, listen, Facebook him in the Mom and Pop Shop, and you got a fan on in the chat room because Betty Jo loves you.
Oh, I love Betty Jo. Betty Jo is great.
Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty. I got it right.
Yes, tell everyone to listen. Tell everyone to listen today. We're going to have Tom Carrozza on at 4 p.m. on www.hotmix106.com.
Yes, have Lisette post it in the chat room now, too.
Absolutely. I sure will, Nancy.
Post it. And don't go. Wait. Don't go. I still want to talk to you.
Okay.
I want to ask you, I asked Rhonda, what your favorite comedy experience of all time was.
My favorite comedy experience of all time, oh, my gosh. I would have to say the day that I got to meet Milton Berle at the Waldorf Astoria. He was absolutely hysterical. He was 89 years old, and he was talking to the audience. Everybody was in the audience. Barbara Walters was there, and Hugh Downs was there, and Regis Philbin and his wife Joy. Everybody was there, and I was sitting in a tuxedo with Lisette, and I was with Joe Franklin at his table, Uncle Milty turned to the audience and he says, I want to tell you about a beautiful woman, a gorgeous woman, a fantastic woman. It's my wife, but I can't remember her name. And then he says, I made love to this woman for an hour and 30 seconds the other night. It was the night they turned the clocks back.
He was so
sharp and so funny. And then I went over to him. And he was smoking a big cigar, and I said, Uncle Milty, your name was Berlinger. And he says, that's right, kid, that's right. I said, my name is Bettinger. He says, that's right, who's the girl? So he points to Lisette, and she says, my name is Lisette Amato. And he says, Italiano? And she says, no, Cubano. And he says, here, smoke this.
That's great, George. Now, your show's every day at 4 p.m., except what day?
No, we're on every day now. Even on Saturday, they play a repeat.
Oh, amazing. And today you'll have Tom Carrozza. That's great.
Yeah,
I love his
really...
I Just Temporogy Girl, my favorite song. But it's great.
Incredible.
And I told everybody can Facebook group you at the Mom and Pop Shop. Go to Facebook.
Yes.
And
yes,
group.
It's a nice show and a lot of fun. And as you know, everybody is like family.
It is. It's great. I've actually discovered some people on your show. I'm going to have Katsumi.
Oh, I love Katsumi.
I'm going to have him on my television cable show. I've
Fantastic.
Got his videos all the way from Japan. So if you listen to the Mom and Pop Shop, you might discover some new talent, too, because he's an amazing guitarist.
And Nancy Lombardo is going to be famous in Japan now.
Right. That would be nice.
Nancy-san. Oh, yeah, Nancy-san, you do a very good show. I like your show.
You know what he did that was so cute. I said, I can't get the files. They're too big. So he sent it to me, and it was very funny because it was like, send this file, but it was all in Japanese, so I had to guess which button to push to download it. And I was like, oh, Katsumi. Anyway,
that's great.
It's the Mom and Pop Shop. Be sure to post your website here, George Bettinger, and I'm actually going to find some more of your comedy because now I've got some up here that I can play for my guests so we can hear more of George Bettinger. Oh, here's one of my favorites coming up now. Thank you, George.
Thanks, Nancy.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Come on, kid. I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you, fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflavos.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya,
Toots, Cuball.
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Doble hano, una jarrecita, macarena. Bop doody, bop doody, bop doody, bena.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
Love that. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, every day at 4 p.m. Go to Hot Mix 106. But really, if you just Facebook him, go to Mom and Pop Shop, George Bettinger, Mom and Pop Shop, Facebook him. And he luckily posts it every day. He puts up the website, and you click on the website, www.106hotmix.com, and it takes you right there. It's real easy. Don't get frustrated. You might come up and say, listen, and if you have a Mac, go to iTunes, or it'll show you. Just press one of the other ones, and it comes up real quick. But it's great stuff, and he finds these songs that, you know, it's like songs I forgot about, which makes it even so much fun. Okay, now Irene and Lou Bob, can we have a little bit book review? The book club, Irene and Lou Bob.
Last night I was dreaming. I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. Well, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. One and only girl in town with me. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were two men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea while the other one buttered my bread. Two men giving me oil well, two men giving me gold. Bought me a diamond ring about a 40 carat, I am told. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were three guys dancing the mambo, three guys balling the jack, and all the rest, they really did their best. Ball, it surely was a lively pack. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. Oh, she won't tell you where she's been, 'cause if it's just a dream, I hope I dream again. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me around. 13 men and me, the only gal in town.
Guy with a Doberman Pinscher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to a restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman Pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy's door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman Pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua? 6 guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, can I help you? The stiff says, yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing? Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Jackie Martling. I always love that guy. Go to www.jackiemartling.com. Yeah, always. Yes, I did play Irina and Luboff because Irina and Luboff are great book reviewers, and actually you heard one of the reviews. Let me see if I can get the other one up here. Or did I do both reviews? I don't remember. Let me see, Irina and Luboff. Yes, okay, we did Alison Grahams, who's a wonderful writer. Check her out, alisongrahams.com. And this is Barry Dougherty they're reviewing now. Barry Dougherty.
Thank you.
on with Irene and Lulof. Hi, Rudy. Oh, George Bettinger's on the line. Oh, he's back, George Bettinger, the wacky guy. He's back, Georgia 106 Hot Mix. Yes, Rudy, get it, Kisley. Rudy Kisley's on the line. I don't know if you knew each other. Now you do. Always love that fun. Lots of fun here. We got a lot of great people on, a lot of comedians, which I love. That's the fun part of our show. And I'm just trying to find my friend here. Oh, here we go. A little Jane Condon from Last Comic Standing. Jane Condon, www.janecondon.com. And remember, if you're in Princeton, go to Grover Mill and see my friend and very good comedian, Rhonda Hanson, performing tonight. Rhonda Hanson at Grover Mill.
I have two boys, otherwise everything's fine. They're killing me. Nobody listens. I would love to have the CIA wiretap me. At last, somebody would be listening. They like to listen to the rap music. I mean, guys, we live in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto can you and your J. Crew shirts get? When I'm in my kitchen, I like to listen to real music. Aretha, Tina Turner, Billy Joel, yeah. When the kids come in, they take out my CD, they put in their CD, and all of a sudden it's, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down. I'm making a salad. Put what thing down? After 30 minutes of this, even I'm singing, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it! No. Don't encourage me. This is wrong. No. Look. I should be seeing words to the Sound of Music or an opera. No, I'm now. Uh-oh. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard, evidently. I ain't no hollaback girl. I've got junk in my trunk. Yes, I do. I'm trying to dust, and then I'm there, my haunt, my lovely lady love. I don't know the front from the back, but maybe you can help me. All right, so, anyway, these kids, I tell you, my older boy just graduated from college. Major in religion. Shoot me now. The job offers are just pouring in. My husband said, maybe you'll be a priest, great. My old archdiocese of Boston just paid out $85 million to settle all the lawsuits. Yeah. Now at least we know what the second collection's for. I thought it was going to Africa, the poor people. No! Father O'Malley Defense Fund!
Oh, I see George Bettinger's back. Let me see if I can jerry-rig one thing. Why didn't that upload? Darn it. George, I think I have something else of yours here. Let me see. Did I spell it wrong? Nope, I'll have to re-upload it. But I think I can do it a tricky way here. George Bettinger. Let me see if it's playing. Okay. Well, it doesn't want to play for me. Okay, back to my show. What's it doing here? All right. Anyway, George Bettinger, Hot Mix 106. It's every day at 4. Don't miss it. You never know who's going to be on there. It's a great thing, and... here's another Tom Carosa that I like. You can hear him today at 106 Mix, 4 p.m. Hot Mix, the George Bettinger Show. A little more Tom Carosa.
Thank you. of the band, folks. The band. You're doing a great job, fellas. Take five. It's all right. So I've been overeating. And you know what scares me? Did you hear Swedish scientists, and it's hard to say Swedish, Swedish scientists have determined that when you overeat, you destroy brain cells. Now, I know I was fat. I didn't know I was stupid. I've always been heavy, even as a kid. I remember one Halloween, I wanted to be a skeleton. Only skeletons don't come in husky. For me to go trick-or-treating, my grandmother had to sew my skeleton costume onto my white thermal underwear. So my friends and I, we go trick-or-treating and get to the first store, and the guy comes out to give us candy. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, it's Frankenstein. Hey, it's a fat boy in his underwear. Last Halloween, I didn't buy enough candy. Kids came to the door, I had nothing for them. So I gave them take out packs of sugar, which is candy in its purest form. When those ran out, I gave them take out packs of salt, pepper, soy sauce, duck sauce, hot mustard. I cleaned out that little shelf in my refrigerator. And did you know that 8 creamers make a glass of milk? Did you know that? Any married people out there? Any married people?
Yeah.
No, you admit it. Good, good, good. I met my wife for the first time at Macy's Santaland. She was an elf and I was a Santa. And things happen. Remember the first day I met her? I wanted to ask her out, but I got so tongue-tied and nervous I sounded like Lou Costello. Teresa, you want to go? Try it again. Teresa, hop in a tank! So finally comes Christmas Eve. It's the last day of Santa Land. It is a temporary job. I decide to go for broke. I walked right up to her and I said, Teresa, what a She said yes, and that was that. So that was it.
Bob Greenberg. Bob Greenberg, everyone. And by the way, Bob Greenberg is doing a great event. It's in the Actors Temple Benefit. That's on March 26th, 7 p.m. You can go to theactorsbenefit.org, and a lot of your favorite comedians will be performing there, including me. That's March 26th, theactorstemple.com. It's a good community service, and they welcome everyone. So check it out. It's going to be a great super event with a lot of comedians there. I believe you'll even hear Rhonda Hanson's going to make an appearance there when she's not in Grover, Grover Mill, Princeton tonight. So there you go. Thanks, George Bentinger, for putting that up there. What a swell guy. Love the mom and pop shop. Don't forget to Facebook them. And if you're a listener and haven't joined my Facebook group, it's Comedy Concepts at Blog Talk Radio Facebook, and you'll see it there. And it's always fun, and my guests are so much fun because they send in such fun things from time to time. And let's see what else we can do to you right now. How about, oh, here's something. Oh, I got to fix that one. No, we're not doing that one. Yeah, it's a very, very fun show. And I just, there it is. I found those. Here we go. This is what my son does to me every day.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me. Me, 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 pray to the Z. No texting at makes it all okay. But the voices in my head yell, come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal. I could pretend I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine. Make me, me.
I meant to press send on my wire to call in to tell you to call in today, but next comedy show we'll get Fran Capo back on here. Fran Capo, by the way, one of the most, how to describe this woman is impossible because she does it all. Fran Capo and she, world record holder, 17 books, jumps out of planes, climbs Mount Kilimanjaro, dives to the bottom of the Titanic, and goes to Antarctica. This woman does it all, and she's got so many books. And now some of them are out on Kindle. So I want you to go to www.francapo.com and check out her stuff. It's just amazing. She inspires us all. As I had that movie, Something's Got to Give. It was a movie with Jack Nicholson. Anyway, you make me want to be a better person, Fran. Just to be up there. It's terrific what Fran Capo does. Go to www.francapo.com. Check out our books on Kindle. You cannot beat the price. Every one of them is just more dynamic than the rest. And she's also got a book if you want to learn about comedy. She's got one of those, too. She's got a book on everything. Please check out the lovely and talented Fran Capo. And they're in Kindle now, so you can just go there. Everything's on her website, www.francapo.com. A brilliant, brilliant woman. And George Bettinger today, I see we're winding down, but we're not over. George Bettinger, Hot Mix 106. Facebook him. Join his group, okay? Join his group. Get on there. And I don't get that last joke, Rudy. I don't get that joke. Okay. Kendall. It's on in Kendall. Kendall, Florida. It's on Kindle. Am I saying it right? Check it out, FranCapo.com. And don't forget to see Rhonda Hanson tonight at Grover Mill. Start calling and say, is Rhonda Hanson on tonight? I want to see her. And you get there and check her out because she's worth seeing. Hot Mix 106. Rudy, are you going to be there today? I hope you're going to be there because my friend Tom Carosa is going to be featured on his new album, CD. What do you call it now? CDs, I guess, right? Yes, that's what they are. Okay. Well, we got 4 minutes there. Hot Mix 106, Rhonda, Fran Capo, Bob Greenberg. Go to bobgreenberg.com, janecondon.com. You can see where she's playing next. That's Condon, C-O-N-D-O-N. And you can check out where she's playing next. I don't know what to go out with on the show. I've got 3 minutes. Let me see what fills exactly the gap. Oh, here we go. I think all the way from France. Let's hear it for, it's Carosa. Okay, Kaisley, we'll do the jokes. Go, don't forget to check out Hot Mix and all the way from France. L'Anatomie Bouscalard with Les Petites Poussons. Hopefully.
Thank you.
show today, a terrifically fun show. A lot of great guests dropping by. Rudy in the chat room, very funny. And 10 seconds, I can't do anything in 10 seconds. What am I going to do here? Oh, boy, that's coming fast and furious. Oh, well, thank you all for joining in today. As always, you're terrific, and have a good rest of your day. What can I say? I was going to go out on something here, but here we go. Let's go out on this. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. terrific times, everyone. All right, we're out of time. Have a good, and as they say, a blessed comedy day. Thank you.